evening, everybody. Welcome to the third and footlong show here on Planet FM 104.6. I'm Darren Lees, back in the studio.
And I'm DT, still in the studio and was in the studio the whole time.
You were putting in the hard yards while I was just buggering around.
I know, enjoying yourself, going to NFL games, going to college games, eating food all through New York.
What a tough life. I have put my body on the line for in the last 2 weeks for this show.
Also, the things you put your wallet on. Because New York was not cheap, and you paid $70 for a sandwich.
I'm going to be so poor for so long.
Yeah. At least you had a good time.
I did, but yeah, you're right. Like, $70 for a sandwich.
Yeah, a single sandwich.
It's insane.
It's a famous sandwich, though.
It is.
The Cat's Deli sandwich.
The Cat's
it?
Pastrami and Rye Deli sandwich.
Oh, you got pastrami and
pastrami
rye.
Pastrami and rye.
Was the rye dry?
No, it was really nice, actually. It was really, really good.
Were there enough pickles for you, Darren?
Oh, they give you a plate of pickles, complimentary. A massive plate.
Wait, like, the pickles were sliced, or are they just, like, little pickles?
Sliced.
Okay, sliced pickles. Okay.
Yeah. And they give you... What else do they give you? No, that's it. That's it. Then my wife thought it was an amazing idea to order something. Some potato frittery things.
Oh, sorry, is your wife not allowed to eat?
No. I was like, stop this. It's $70 for a sandwich. Stop ordering extras.
What did she order?
She ordered these potato fritters.
Mm-hmm.
And then...
So like a hash brown?
Well, you'll see the video when it comes out.
When you send it to me and I edit it?
No, I sent it to you.
Yes, oh,
yeah,
okay,
that's right. So anyway, these potato frittery, I thought they were quite nice, and you get a choice of what topping you want to put on them. And... She was like, oh, yeah, they're okay. There's something about them I don't quite like, but never mind. They're only $3. I was like, well, you're on about they're only $3. She's like, look, it's got a three in brackets. I mean, no, that three is how many we get. They're $17 American, which means they were 35 New Zealand dollars for some potato fritters.
Beautiful.
So for this show, I went and spent over $100 on a sandwich and some potato fritters.
were they nice or not?
I thought they were okay.
Yeah.
I thought they were okay.
Were they $35 worth of okay?
Questionable.
Yeah, okay. Should we talk about what other people wanted to talk about this week, which was nuts?
Yeah, guest sort of food poll provider, Corin Healy. So thank you, Corin Healy, for... He actually approached me and said, would you be willing to do a nut chart? I couldn't find anything that started with N.
Was there any conversation prior, or did Corin just walk up?
He just sent me a message hey, you should do a nut chart.
A nut chart.
And I was like, oh, yeah, I'll talk to DT, maybe just send me. And then within 2 seconds, it's almost like he'd already decided.
Okay, these are the nuts.
He had like about 12 sets of nuts that he'd already decided that he'd already got. So just very quickly, almond, walnut, peanut, cashew, pistachio, pecan, hazelnut, macadamia, Brazil, and chestnuts.
Ugh.
We're on the list. You love chestnuts.
I don't love chestnuts. They're such a strange texture when they're heated. I heard about chestnuts my whole childhood, and then when I finally ate them warm, they were an unusual and peculiar thing.
So we had some very unusual comments this week.
Oh, because we're talking about nuts?
Yes. Matthew Alexander was like, why was D's nuts not on the list?
Jeez. Well, I assume there'd be nut jokes, but...
Yeah, well, a good friend of mine from back in the UK, Andy White, now lives in Spain, sent me a note. He's like, where's cocoa nut? And where's donut?
What about cacao nut? Was that a nib?
Donut. I was like, donut. But, Corin tried to claim that this was the best poll they'd ever seen. But nobody actually agreed
Very
with that comment.
Passionate about the nuts.
But guess what's great?
Guess what's great? Nut
Dino.
Dino's back? Okay.
Dino's back, and you're not going to be happy about this.
Oh, is he not a fan of nuts?
No, he loves nuts.
Okay.
One in particular.
What? Is it chestnuts?
There appears it's to chestnuts. Be a large dollop of apathy for the rather versatile chestnut.
God. Did you have walnuts on there?
From antiquity to modernity, this nut has contributed through the ages. In the first century AD, the Greek physician Dioscondes or something like that. I'm not intelligent enough for this.
Yeah.
Recorded its medical value. It was almost used in baking in the 19th century, ground as a flour where grains couldn't grow.
Well, and that was chestnuts.
That was chestnuts, and then Corin Healy came back and went, well, I omitted that nut out of spite, even though he didn't realise I'd put it in. And then Dean came back and went, excellent, I have the same reaction with Lion Red beer. So it's obviously a big allergy towards cheap New Zealand beer.
Yeah,
okay. So the poll, the almond, the walnut, the pecan nut, the Brazil nut, and the chestnut got zero votes.
The thing I like most, is it called the walnut whip? Those little things you get in England?
Oh, they're amazing.
Those were delicious.
They were
very underrated.
They are amazing. If people have no idea, they need to go and Google right now.
They're delicious.
They're beautiful.
I guess, can we say that that's our favourite nut?
That's a nice. Oh, I don't know, though, because if you another English chocolate bar.
Yes.
Which is not mentioned, is a Topic.
Oh,
which
yeah.
is a caramel hazelnut bar. Oh. They were fantastic.
I think I still prefer the walnut whip, though.
Oh, they are nice.
Like, very underrated.
Maybe
English
we should
snack.
Have English chocolate bars like Terry's Chocolate Orange
I
and things like
English
that.
I think English chocolate bars are nicer.
Yeah, they're amazing. Do not give me this Whittaker's thing. Don't even want to buy this like Whittaker's thing that Whittaker's is the greatest chocolate ever.
I don't think Whittaker's is the greatest chocolate ever.
No, but you've
I think Lindt is up there.
Lindt is very good.
I 100%. I don't know. Yeah, no.
I used to live in Sydney, right next to the Lindt factory shop.
Oh, that seems dangerous.
That was amazing. Lindt chocolate drinks.
Yeah, that seems really dangerous.
Amazing. There's actually a Lindt factory shop in.
Yeah, up and down Mangere.
The one, the new airport one.
Manawatu Bay? Is it? No.
Manawa Bay.
Yeah, Manawatu Bay.
That's right. Yeah.
In New Zealand, so
there's no bay in the Manawatu.
No, it's very landlocked. So
Palmerston
that's great.
North, yeah.
Cool,
there's no
great.
Bay.
Like,
yeah.
That was fantastic.
I'm sure somebody's got a puddle in their garden. That's the closest they get to like
and
beach
sure
in Palmerston
half of
North.
New Zealand's laughing at me now. That's
right.
Great.
Manawa Bay. There's a Lindt, and I recommend it because they do the chocolate drinks there as well.
Oh, do they?
They do. So back to the nut chart. The macadamia. I was surprised at this. Only got 12%.
I would say macadamia rates high when it's covered in chocolate for me. Yeah.
Hazelnut got 5.
Mm-hmm.
Pistachio 15. Peanut 18. The almond, nothing. And cashew was the winner. Yeah. By a long way.
Cashews are
41%.
Good. Cashews are the tastiest. They're also the nicest when you cook them with things.
Yeah, they're nice.
Mm.
So, yeah, that was the nut chart. So, next week we'll be back with more food. We haven't worked out what it is yet, but we'll be back.
Best curry?
Yes.
That could be good.
Oh, best curry.
Best Indian curry.
Yeah.
Just because otherwise it's going to go well.
Yeah. Oh, then you get people writing going, I bet you haven't put down the beef massaman, which is not Indian.
Massaman?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's Thai, isn't it? Is it Malaysian?
I know they also make it in India, but I don't know.
See, this is the controversy that this show brings every Monday night.
I don't know
night.
Enough about Indian cuisine.
This is
to
the controversy
this.
We bring every Monday night. One quick thing. If you are feeling generous, the Covert Theatre, of which me and DT are a member of, have got a giving day tomorrow, Tuesday. And if you go to Trade Me at the moment,
you can bet on us.
You can bid for a Darren and DT college football, NFL, or Super Bowl party. The starting bid is only $50. The good thing about this, it goes towards a great cause. It is about a program called the Resilience
Playground,
which the Covert Theatre are running and looking to put online into all schools to make resilient children into resilient adults. But it needs funding to do so. The good thing is there are a bunch of sponsors that are doubling everything. So if you bid $50 for me and DT, someone else will match that bid and $100 will go towards the Covert Theatre.
Yay.
There we go.
Yay for resilience.
Yay for resilience indeed. Shall we move on?
Yes, we shall. Do you want to talk about your trip?
Oh.
Or are you still sad that you're back here?
I'm gutted that I'm back. I'm devastated that
Shall
I'm back.
Shall we do quick three questions then?
Go on, do it. And then we'll talk a bit more about it next week when I'm less sad.
Okay. best food you ate?
Well, this will be contentious. For me, I went. There was a restaurant I always wanted to go to.
Yes.
Called Carbone, which is in Greenwich Village. It's very expensive, difficult to get into.
Had to be up at 2 a.m.
I had to get up at 2 a.m. to get a reservation, and the best reservation I could get, even getting up at 2 a.m., was 10 p.m. at night. But majestic Italian food.
Majestic?
Majestic.
I really hope that we make food in a few weeks that you also call majestic.
Majestic. And the great thing about it is they actually put a line of their pasta sauces into certain supermarkets in New York.
Oh, so did
so
you
I
bring,
brought three of them home.
Good job.
So my kids who didn't go on the trip were able to taste some carbone. Was it last night, maybe? And they thought it was outstanding.
But it wasn't majestic?
It was not. I didn't really question them on the like outstanding level, whether it got to majestic. So I'll do it when I get home.
Majestic better than outstanding?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Oh, I really want your full ranking now of food discretions. Yeah. Like, just majestic is...
Dog is bottom.
There is nothing better.
Dog is bottom.
Dog is bottom.
Dog is bottom.
Oh, majestic, so you wouldn't take it home in a doggy bag?
No. Oh, God, no. So that was definitely... But also, shout out to a restaurant called Dirty French, owned by the same group, but owned Carbone. Outstanding French food. Oh, my Lord. Duck à l'orange was beautiful.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
You went full French fancy.
I did, yeah.
Yeah, damn.
And also went into the second best bar, voted the second best bar in North America, Super Bueno, which is a Mexican-themed bar, which does Mexican cocktails and Mexican food. That was outstanding.
Oh, damn. Wow. Best moment from the sports games you went to?
Oh, look, the atmosphere of a college football game.
Yeah, you said a few weeks ago.
It was just brilliant. Yeah, yeah.
So Carolina-Jacksonville didn't match it?
No.
But still fun?
Best thing that happened at Carolina-Jacksonville was the weather breaking.
Oh, wow.
No, wow. It was great. It was 92 degrees F.
How is Jacksonville as a city? Because it's an interesting place to visit.
Very quiet.
Okay.
Very quiet, yeah. It's got a huge population, but massively spread. The beaches are miles away from the city.
Yeah.
Nice city. I couldn't live there. Too quiet.
Huh.
Yeah, too quiet. But beautiful city on the river. So it was very nice. The college football game, best moment, of course, is when Kate Klubnik threw the interception. Which
you
meant,
won, yes, okay.
Kate Klubnik threw the incompletion, which meant that LSU beat.
Yeah,
so that was a moment, as I said, two episodes ago where I was in the wrong state. So.
And most surprising thing from the trip?
Oh, probably, well... The negative thing, most surprising thing, was just how expensive.
Yeah.
That was just...
It's really expensive.
After 4 days, I thought I was going to have to start learning to play guitar and go try and busk. Most surprising thing from the trip? Probably how affected I still am by what happened at 9/11.
Oh. Damn. I guess you also kind of went... At the time of year, almost.
Yeah.
Did you go to the memorial?
Well, yeah, went to the memorial, went to the museum. The other surprising thing is finding out that Clemson's in South Carolina, not North Carolina.
Yes, and you didn't know that.
I should have known that with how much I know, but no. Turning up in the wrong city and finding out at 10:30 in the morning.
I didn't want to say anything, but when you said it to me a few weeks ago that you were staying in Charlotte and it was close to the stadium, I was like, I thought South Carolina was a bit further away than that. But I didn't say anything, but I did think it. But I just took your word for it because I thought you would know because your family's a fan of Clemson. But yeah, no, very shocked.
Can I ask you a favour?
Yes, next time I ask.
Could you just tell me?
I didn't want to say when you were really tired at 4 a.m. that I did think to myself when you said it, I was like, I thought they were further away, but I don't really know.
I don't even know how the hell I got that wrong.
I didn't want to say
it. And the only amazing thing is that it was still drivable.
Yes.
Could you just imagine if it would have been 6 hours?
Especially because the tickets aren't cheap.
No, I had the tickets and everything, so I had to rapidly find a hire car. Shout out to Enterprise in Charlotte.
They
got us sorted. And
nice.
And we made the game, and it was an amazing experience.
Damn. Should we go on to some NFL games this week?
Let's do it, because it has been a day of controversy. And
should we see if our wheel? So we now have a wheel format, because we didn't have enough time to get to every game last episode, where I will spin a wheel, and it will choose what game we talk about.
Let's do it. Let's try what the Wheel of Fun has got for us, please. Please just don't.
It's going to be not a great game. Oh, no. Oh, stop. Oh, no, it happened, Darren. It picked Saints versus 49ers.
Oh, you know, I don't mind that game.
I know, that's what you said, but this is the one that I didn't want.
This is the one that you didn't want. Do you want me to start off on it? Because I know you didn't want it. Saints 49ers, I actually thought this was an enjoyable game. The 49ers 2-0 somehow. No Brock Purdy. No George Kittle. Mac Jones looked like Mac Jones straight out of college. He had a great game today.
Yes, he did. I always like a little redemption for people who've been kicked around.
And to be fair, Spencer Rattler played well.
Yes. No, he has been playing well the whole time. I think he'll be fine this season. I just don't think the Saints will make the playoffs.
Oh, look, I think I said about 3 weeks ago I thought the Saints were going to be the worst team in the NFL. I don't think they are anymore.
No.
I think they've had two respectable games so far.
Yeah, but remember what happened last year?
Yes, when they scored about 900 points in the first two games and then just completely capitulated. Yeah. But I thought that Mac Jones played well. I thought Brock Purdy played well.
Brock Purdy. Spencer Rattler?
Spencer Rattler, Mac Jones both played well. They almost did it and turned it over. But
yeah, but Fred Warner with the forced fumble changed
yes,
the game.
Yes, that was absolutely it, yeah. 100%.
And, like, those types of players deliver when they need to, and Fred Warner always has, so...
Outstanding. So it was good. Rattler was 207 yards, 3 touchdowns, no interceptions. Mac Jones, 279 yards, 3 touchdowns, 28-39.
I like a redemption.
That's a game, especially with the negative stuff that was going around about Mac Jones as well. I think it was good for him. So spin the wheel. Come on.
Please be better. Stop. Oh, my God, stop it. No. Yes! Bengals versus Jaguars.
Oh, here it goes.
Yes!
Bengals versus Jaguars. This was a game.
This was a game, and this is potentially a curtain call on the Bengals season.
Well, I got to say one thing.
Yes.
Zach Taylor and the general manager of the Cincinnati Bengals should be fired tomorrow morning.
Why?
The disgraceful no protection. How many times Burrow have to get injured?
And, like, properly injured. He's going to be out 3 months. Yeah.
Exactly. Mm. Why? They should be fired. They've never sorted this. Now, some people would argue this is Joe Burrow's own fault.
No.
But this is disgraceful. This is generational quarterback, true generational quarterback. Don't give me none of this.
Also, are you also angry that both our MVP choices gone?
Gone.
Yeah.
Just don't give me none of this Caleb Williams generational quarterback.
Trevor Lawrence generational quarterback?
No. Insulting. Joe Burrow, true generational quarterback. There's only probably four of them in the NFL.
Yep.
Burrow's one of them. And how they won, they should never have won this game.
Can I also just ask, imagine the Bengals' defense without Hendrickson.
Well, he won the game. That was like, the game.
And they thought they would be okay without him. How?
That he won the game. I mean, Jake Browning was terrible.
Oh,
You look at his stats, 21 of 32, 241, 2 touchdowns.
Three interceptions. 3 touchdowns. It was going well downhill, but they somehow picked it up.
But when I was at the Jaguars...
Mm.
And Carolina were losing.
Yep.
I turned around to the Carolina fans around me and to my wife, who's a Carolina fan, and I said, don't worry, Trevor Lawrence will throw an interception.
And did he?
Because he can't, J.C. Horn, beautiful one-handed catch. Yep. But Trevor Lawrence, again, 2 interceptions today. How they did not win that game is beyond me.
They kept forcing a bit to Hunter as well.
Yeah, Travis Hunter, 2 big drops today.
I know, and forcing it, like the interceptions were... Because they were trying to go to Travis Hunter.
Yeah. Jamar Chase, 165 yards.
I know, he's back.
He's amazing.
And the running game for the Jags, also looking fun. Etienne, little redemption story as well.
Yeah, Etienne, obviously huge game last week against Carolina. 71 this week, so... And then a couple of receptions. I think he received a touchdown as well as a receiver, but I got to be honest, the Jags should have won that game. I could not believe that the Bengals won that game.
Should I do another spin?
Spin. Let's
do
go.
It. On to the next one.
Don't make it miserable. Please.
Oh, my God, please. Yes. Okay. It's just Miss Lions versus Bears, but it has fallen upon Colts versus Broncos.
Yeah, well, what can you say about this game? This game had a heavy dose of controversy.
A heavy dose?
Right at the death. So, again, Broncos should have absolutely have won this game.
Yes.
Bo Nix first half was the Bo Nix everyone thought they were going to get.
Mm-hmm.
3 touchdowns, 21-20 at halftime. And then the second half just became a defense fest. Will Lutz missed a 42-yard field goal.
Yep.
Has apologized publicly to the fans, called it unacceptable. The Denver defense, the so-called best defense in the NFL,
not delivered.
Torched
by the Colts by Daniel Jones.
Daniel Jones. Do you know Chris Berman?
Yes.
He called him Indiana Jones.
Oh God!
What a winner!
That's a great name.
I know.
That's a fabulous name.
Indiana Jones. Daniel Jones over 300 yards passing, no INTs. Jonathan Taylor.
I am a bit worried that it's not going to last, though.
Well, you got to ride it while it lasts, right? I mean, Denver is supposed to be their best defense in the league.
Nah.
Torched. Patrick Surtain injured.
Yes.
So, problems.
Do want to talk about a Colts defensive player that I think has been a great pickup for them, Bynum at safety for the Vikings.
Yes.
Got the interception as well.
I mean, they're 2-0. They've got a talented roster.
Yes.
Tyler Warren.
Yes, you liked him.
Had another great game again. So, I think the Colts, I was kind of not on them. I'm certainly not on them with Anthony Richardson. They are definitely, Daniel Jones is probably a tier 2.5 quarterback.
Yeah.
But there's been teams in the past that have won Super Bowls with average quarterbacks.
Oh, 100%.
You just need great teams around you, and the Colts have got that. And they've got new ownership as well, and she,
I think you're just very, very happy that
she's very hands-on.
Yes, but I think you're just very happy because you picked the Colts to win that division.
I know. I did. Not so sure about today's game, but let's move on.
Okay. We're going. It's spinning.
Come on. Let's go.
Dun, 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 dun. Cowboys versus Giants.
Stellar game.
I loved it. It was fun.
5 lead changes in the fourth quarter alone.
So much fun. I loved it. It was one of the better games to watch.
Russell Wilson.
Yeah. Deep bomb after deep bomb after deep bomb. And then maybe just one deep bomb too far.
And that is always the problem, right?
That is always the problem. 750 yards.
What was
combined
it?
Passing.
What was the score? 40-37. Went to overtime. Russell Wilson, like, where was that Russell Wilson in Denver? Nowhere.
No.
30 of 41, 450 yards.
Yes. Did you see the little penalty sequence for the... That was... What?
I actually made a note of this. This actually happened what game did it happen in? There was another game. Oh, it was the Carolina game.
Yeah.
Where they played third down about 6 times because of just penalty after penalty after penalty.
But this was one player. One player did 4 penalties in a row.
Yes.
James Hudson, the offensive tackle, filling in for Andrew Thomas. I was like, oh my God.
What did I do? Giants penalty, 9 penalties in the first half, 5 lead changes in the fourth quarter. Javonte Williams, the running back that Denver dumped, looks like a different player in Dallas.
I think, the Cowboys' offensive line is good. You can't say it's not good.
Giants, 160 penalty yards, the most they've ever had since the 1940s. Jackson Dart, what was that all about?
I don't know.
Why would you put Russell Wilson in, then Jackson Dart, then Russell Wilson, then Jackson Dart?
I don't know.
When he's thrown 400, what? Brian Daboll should be sacked tomorrow as well.
Okay, you're being very overreactive for people getting sacked.
He should be sacked tomorrow.
Gosh, you sound like college where they've just sacked 2 people after 3 weeks.
Yes. Do we want to do one more NFL game before we go?
One more NFL game?
Oh, please be the Bears.
It's not going
to
be.
No, please be the Bears. I just wanted so much to be the Bears.
It is the Super Bowl rematch, Chiefs versus Eagles.
Well, what a boring game that was.
Yeah, it was terrible.
Get rid of it. It's boring.
Oh, you don't want to talk about it?
Jalen Hurts couldn't even put up 100 yards in the air. Travis Kelce had a massive meltdown.
Yes, because
of that. Massive meltdown.
I still think the Chiefs will sort it out because they're the Chiefs, and that's what annoys me.
Kelce fumbled, got intercepted on the back of the fumble.
It's not the Lions versus Bears, though. Darren, it's the Steelers versus Seahawks. Another favourite quarterback of yours, Aaron
Rodgers.
Couple
of quick things for you on the Eagles-Chiefs, by the way. First time the Chiefs have gone 0-2 in the Mahomes era.
Yes.
And the first time Mahomes has lost 3 games on the trot.
Yep.
Oh, Steelers.
Steelers.
Aaron Rodgers.
Your fave quarterback.
Aaron Rodgers.
Your favourite.
Second
favourite quarterback to Caleb Williams.
Caleb Williams is my favourite. the Seahawks, that game was super close for a long time.
Do you reckon the Vikings miss Sam Darnold?
I think J.J. McCarthy's played about 5 minutes of good football. He's been hopeless apart from that.
Yeah.
He was terrible today.
Sam Darnold looked pretty all right.
Yeah, Steelers, Aaron Rodgers did not. What has happened to the Steelers' D?
It's because so many injuries.
They are awful. Yeah.
Ramsey's still
torched.
Fun to watch, though. The special teams miscue is very un-Steelers like, though.
Yes, absolutely. Rogers today tied Favre for fourth all time.
Yeah, no.
On touchdowns.
I'm sure that makes him very happy.
Yes, of course he will. Not until he beats him. Because he's so bitter about everybody. Like last week, he had to be bitter about the Jets, and this week he was bitter about something
but
else.
But he's your second favourite quarterback.
He is.
Should we do three games quickly from the college football?
Let's do it.
Dun, dun, dun. Should we start off with the ever-so-fun Tennessee versus Georgia game?
Well, that was an amazing game. And again, Tennessee should never have lost that game.
No.
8 points up with about 3 minutes to go. Missed a time-expired field goal. Well, brutal. Time-expired field goal wasn't even really very long.
I know, but isn't it the curse that they still haven't beaten Georgia?
No, that's right.
It's the curse.
It's a bit like Dak. Dak Prescott's beat the Giants 14 times consecutively.
Oh my God.
14
Damn.
Times.
Damn, Dak.
Yeah, Georgia converted a TD in overtime. 998 total yards of offense in the game.
And Chris Brazil had nearly 200 yards of it.
Yeah. Tennessee scored 21 points in the first quarter. They should have absolutely walked that game.
I know, and they didn't.
But Georgia or Georgia.
Georgia or Georgia.
Georgia or Georgia. They're the number 5 ranked team this week. Tennessee on the back of that, even though losing, have still stayed 15, so.
Hey, Darren, can I give you your favourite signal ever?
Oh.
For the game we're going to talk about next.
I didn't even write about that game.
You.
I didn't even write about that game.
Oh, the only thing I have on that is the upset that people thought might happen did not come.
No,
it
didn't.
I just really wanted to do this to you because I know how happy it makes you. So happy. As the LSU fan, should we actually go to a fun game to talk about LSU versus Florida?
Yeah, well, this is a very unusual, I mean, as you can see from the hat.
Yes.
I don't hide my allegiance.
No. Go Hogs, go.
They have stayed the number 3 team, and I know you're surprised at that because LSU are not being LSU at the moment.
No, they're not.
But for two reasons they're not being LSU. They're not being LSU, number one, because the offense isn't firing yet. And Garrett Nussmeier was being talked about as the Heisman Trophy.
Yeah, nah.
He's not
gone.
There. Oh, he's more there than Arch Manning, but we'll talk about that another time.
Neither were my Heisman picks, so I'm all right.
So, but they're not LSU because their defense is real. 5 interceptions.
Yes.
5.
Do you know that Florida possessed the ball for 38 minutes and only got 10 points?
Oh, no.
That's LSU defense is for real.
It is for real.
And I find it funny because I really like defense and you're all offense and your team's really been like a me team, not a you team.
Oh, no. LSU have given up an average of 9 points per game. Gators kept scoreless all second half, which is what they did to Clemson 2 weeks ago. So it's an interesting D, that's for sure. And if they could get the offense to fire, and they are going to need to get the offense to fire if they're going to start winning SEC games.
Yeah. Talking about an interesting game, which already talking about maybe they're out of the playoffs this year, Notre Dame.
Yeah, well, obviously national championship finalists, they've dropped to 0-2.
Mm-hmm.
I know you keep saying that I'm going on about this, but the coach of Notre Dame should be fired.
So stop firing people.
Fired. No.
Are you okay? Have you had a bad day?
Would you like me
what
to
has happened
you?
To you, Darren?
Yeah, but I can justify every reason why I'm telling you they should be fired. Why 2 minutes 56 or whatever it is to go, you score a touchdown, you decide to go for 2 points. Why?
I don't know.
In the lead.
I have no idea.
But why? That's
I don't.
Idiotic.
I wouldn't be my choice.
It's idiotic. Like, why would you do that?
I'm not sure. But it's a good win for Texas A&M.
Their quarterback, 17 of 37. 17 of 37, but of the 17 he connected on, 360 yards. That's an average of 20 yards per pass.
Yeah, that's insane.
Insane. The Aggies are into the top 10 now. They're going to be a difficult team. Notre Dame have fallen to 24. That's a long way back from them. Another college team that is a long way back, Clemson.
Clemson.
They are struggling.
I don't know anymore.
Yeah, they're at the 25. They're at the 25, beaten by Georgia Tech. 24-21, time expired, field goal. But what interesting, the one thing I can give hope for the Clemson fans, they've started 1-2. Yep.
Yes.
The last time they started 1-2 was 2015. They finished 10-3.
Damn.
So that's
10-3. Hopefully we finish a bit better than 10-3, Darren, though.
That's right, yes. So anyway, that's our show.
Yeah.
Next week you can look forward to some more food, some more NFL reviews, some more college.
Our diversity on